drove into Quito in a windy, cold twilight. The hotel looked 100 years old. The room had a high ceiling with black beams and white plaster walls. Lee was a little junk sick. No paregoric without a script.
A cold wind from the high mountains blew rubbish through the dirty streets. The people walked by in gloomy silence. Many had blankets wrapped around their faces. A row of hideous old hags huddled in dirty blankets that looked like old burlap sacks were ranged along the walls of a church. Now, son, I want you to know I am different from the other citizens you might run into. Some people will give you the women on a good routine. I'm not like that. You just pick yourself one of these senoritas and take her right back to the hotel with you.
I think I will get laid tonight.
Go right ahead. They don't have much pulchritude in this dump, but that head ought to deter you young fellas. Was it Frank Harris that said he never saw an ugly woman till he was 30? It was, as a matter of fact. I need a drink!
That night, Lee dreamed he was in a penal colony. All around were high bare mountains. He lived in a boarding house that was never. He went out for a walk. As he stepped off a street corner onto a dirty cobblestone street, the cold mountain air hit him. He tightened the belt of his leather jacket and felt the chill of final despair. Are you awake, Jean?
Yes.
Cold.
Yes.
Can I come over with you?
Well, all right. You're twitching all over. Christ almighty, your hands are cold.
When Allerton was asleep, he rolled over and threw his knee across Lee's body. Still, so he